Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Oh, change the world. Change the world. You can do it. You can do it.
Time is now.
Time is now.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it.
Just
Well, here we are, almost a year later. And I say almost a year later because those of you who have been following us and listening to us know that we have had this next guest on the show before. And it's interesting, as I was reviewing some of the audio, actually, of our interview together, we were talking about the film at the time, Doctored, that our guest produced. And here we are, almost a year later, and so much has changed. And the film now is Bought, B-O-U-G-H-T. And it seems like a year later, the world is ready for this conversation. If it wasn't ready a year ago, it certainly is now. With Ebola and all of this stuff happening, this conversation couldn't be more perfect. It's as if our guest knew when he started making this film way back when, that the timing couldn't have been better. And here we are. And the interesting thing is that I only had a few minutes to review, and I never do this, really, to go back and listen to our shows. We just kind of plow on. But I took a moment because I felt this was important, and I just went to somewhere in the middle of the show, and I listened to Jeff Hayes, our guest, speak almost a year ago when we had him on our show, show number 245, actually. So that's, what is that up to? 2, 4, 5, 4, 5 is 9, 10, 11. That's 11. Whoa. That's powerful stuff. So anyway, faster number. So what did I click on? I clicked on Jeff Hayes talking about Bought, because we knew at the time that he was making the film. He certainly did, and he had shared it with me offline. And so I asked him if it was okay if we can mention it so that we could get people thinking about it, because the topic was just that important. Doctored was very important, and I just knew Bought would just take it up to a whole other level. And this was a question that I asked when we came back from commercial, exactly like this. I said, Jeff, because Doctored was hard to watch. I mean, there was some heavy stuff in there. I thought some sad stuff, and unfortunately some very true stuff that obviously the film was wanting to change. And this is what I said. I said, Jeff, do you have an exit strategy? Do you plan on making these films until you don't have to make them anymore and can make joyful films or something? And Jeff said this. He says, you know what's interesting to me? This film Bought, that he was referring to, that he was in the process of making, is on such a serious subject, but it is joyful. It is a joyful film, he said, because we are presenting the solution. And the solution strategy, or strangely enough, is mothers. Then he proceeded to talk about his daughter, who was pregnant at the time, with his granddaughter. And And he said his daughter is not a radical. He said, as a matter of fact, she's Mormon. So is about as conservative as you could get, he said, about his daughter. And you can't get more conservative than that. And yet, he says, his daughter is looking for answers for the best thing for her daughter and for her children. And he says that this is the most powerful force on this earth, a mother protecting her children. We all at Life Changes watched the film Bought, and that was one of the messages we came out of watching the film saying, wow, mothers are so powerful. And I felt like, let's support the mothers. Let's help them help us. And so when we come back, we're going to be talking to the filmmaker Jeff Hayes, who's helping us all help each other and help the mothers who are helping the children and so on and so forth. And when we come back, we're going to ask you to help by sharing the film, and we'll tell you how you could do that so you can tell your friends and they could tell their friends and they could tell their friends when we come back right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio.
We're back, and our guest today is Jeff Hayes. I'm sitting here with Mark LeJour, our co-host, and both of us have watched the film. As a matter of fact, all of us at Life Changes has. And Jeff Hayes is the filmmaker and a serial entrepreneur. I like that about this man. And he began making films back in the 90s, and he's made some great ones, one of which we talked about on the show, Doctored, and now we're here to talk about Bought. Jeff, welcome back to Life Changes.
It is so great to talk with you again. We said we would do it, but, you know, we say we'll do a lot of things. We're doing it.
And you said you would do this, and you've done it, and here you are. You know, I have to ask you, almost a year later, you have a beautiful, healthy baby granddaughter?
Well, you've seen her. So the...
Oh, really?
The very last frame of the film is my granddaughter, Julia. That was when she was 9 days old. So the film closes looking at her face. And so the little black-haired baby, all that black hair fell out, and she's now 6 months old and completely blonde. That was a nine-day-old baby Julia. And the blonde who was pregnant in the front, there were a couple of people, the Gardner family, and that's my daughter Casey, and when she was pregnant, and the rest of her kiddos, and my niece Taylor, who were talking about what it was like when they said to their pediatrician, yeah, I'm thinking maybe not following the schedule, and how it unraveled for them.
Wow.
And so there it was. So I was so glad to be reminded of that conversation. Thank you for taking the time to do that. That was really cool.
Well, well, you're welcome. And it's very cool that we're having this conversation almost a year later, and life has changed, not only obviously for your daughter and your granddaughter and your family, but obviously now the film is out and so much has happened in the world in that time frame that I can't think of a more appropriate time for this film to come out and for people to take note.
You know, this the timing on this, a lot of times, and this started with first time in my life I stopped forcing things. And, you know, this is the entrepreneurial nature is, you know, never quit, push. And with Doctored, we decided that if somebody didn't want to be interviewed, then we didn't interview them. We didn't talk anybody into it. We just let, and doors swung open. they, as we did that film, the things that we really got into, that we really wanted to dig deep into, were GMOs, big pharma, and vaccination. And I don't even want to say anti-vaccine, because the film, as you've seen, is not anti-vaccine. It is, hey, can we have a conversation that tells the truth about this subject? And so this, you know, not forcing it, letting something bubble to the surface. It's a new philosophy for me, but man, I like this. And we ended up feeling like we were midwifing this film and letting the film tell us how it wanted to be made.
You know, that's interesting, because now that you're saying that, it reminds me that when you did the campaign to raise money for this film, I remember in the trailer you said something to the effect of, when you were making Doctor, there was another conversation brewing, and you were wondering whether you should include it or not, and then you went to something, and it, you decided now is the time, or now I definitely have to do it. But it just all felt so organic, and now you're confirming that.
It's amazing. I can remember that day. By the way, you added up the 2, 4, and 5, and show number 245 totals to 11. The day I decided to start Doctored, I'd flown to Dallas and I had a meeting, and we gave it the go, and the date was 11/11/11.
Oh,
I had forgotten that. But the person who took me to breakfast that morning said, I had a feeling this was going to be an important date, so I saved the receipt for breakfast. And so he faxed me a copy of the receipt, and I looked down, and it was 11/11/11. But
wow.
I was at a chiropractic conference called CalJam in Orange County, and I was listening to Sherry Tenpenny speak, and then Barbara Lowe Fisher spoke. And there's probably 1,500 to 2,000 chiropractors in the room, and they're all cheering, and I'm standing in the back of the room, and I thought, okay, I will take the lead on this. I will put myself out front, and I hope these guys follow me in the door. Because I could picture, if you remember Serpico, when Serpico, they go, okay, you go first, and we're right behind you. And, you know, he busts through the door, and then nobody follows
right.
him. And suddenly he's being, and that right. I had this fear of, you know, I burst through the door going, guys, I'll take point and turn around, and you're with me, and be none of these cheering guys. Fortunately, it's been exactly the opposite.
Mm.
This film has given a voice to people that haven't had a voice. And so mothers who've been made to feel like they're incompetent, that they don't have a right to have an instinct for the health of their child, whether it's food or vaccinations, and condescending pediatricians that know very little about this subject and for some reason think they know everything. And you know, it's funny that people say, well, my doctor said, like, my film, as you've seen, is filled with MDs. It's filmed with scientists. We have scientists, you know, we filmed at Harvard, we filmed at MIT, Kentucky, at Purdue University. We've got the greatest experts in the world, that at the very minimum, what we have to agree on is these are open topics that are not settled, and we should have the right to make these decisions for our families, not abdicate that right to the government to make them for us.
I feel like we're having a conversation. I feel like those of us who have asked these questions, and I personally don't have children, but a lot of the people that I love have children, and I love the children myself. And it's not just the children. Of course, vaccines are ubiquitous. So I look at this and say, okay, so I feel like there's support for when I raise the question to parents that I love who aren't used to having this conversation, or when I raise the question with some of the elders in my family or circle of friends, and I say, you might want to look at this, or you might consider this, there has not been too much in the media, at least, that I could say, because people like to watch things, you know, well, I haven't seen it on the news, or I haven't heard about it on the, you know, so now I could say, watch Bot, B-O-U-G-H-T. Just watch that, then we'll talk.
And that really is the goal of the film. And, you know, my daughter, Casey, who is the mother of baby Julia, that this, with her, she doesn't want to have this conversation with her friends. Her goal for Bot, and this is who I pictured as we were making this, is the 31-year-old, 35-year-old mother who doesn't want to argue with her friends about this on Facebook. Can there be something that just has the conversation for her? And that was our goal, was to have a rational conversation that would allow people the space to make up their own minds. And literally, I've got three new videos that we shot last week that I brought together, an MD and a naturopath and a chiropractor, and filmed them, and all of them mothers, filmed them giving advice on what to do now as a follow-up to the film that we're going to give to people after they've seen the film.
Wow.
And it's, you know, what to do now if you decide to vaccinate, the full vaccination schedule. For goodness sakes, do not give Tylenol. Don't use acetaminophen if you vaccinate. And, you know, this is critical information. But what to do if you alter the vaccination schedule, and what to do to build up your child's immune system if you decide not to vaccinate. And the same thing, it's one thing to talk about, yeah, let's avoid GMOs, but if you got a mom, you know, dropping off kids at soccer with a carload of hungry kids, and there's a McDonald's over there, and they're not prepared, and they may be on a budget. So how do you really do this in real life? And so we really do want to support people in whatever they decide, in doing the healthiest thing for their family.
You know, Jeff, this is Mark. you know, I have a son, and we have, you know, found ourselves in the midst of this discussion a number of times. And, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, there's a lot of concern, there's a lot of care coming from all ends. And like you said, there's a lot of pressure when you get near the certain groups, certain, you know, people that are trying to do the best they can to get the knowledge that's coming from within their schools or within the system. And then others that are, you know, finding their way to a movie like this and or alternative news sources. Yet it's so complex in terms of the arguments back and forth, and kind of the old guard looks back and says, oh, well, you know, the vaccines used to do, you know, this or that, but we hardly even know, I think, truly what's in these things nowadays, and it just seems to be a completely different environment, which is what Bot says.
Well, to give you an example, the pertussis vaccine, this is one where, you know, you'll have friends say, well, unless your pertussis vaccine is up to date, don't come see my baby. I don't want you giving my baby whooping cough, which is good advice. But what it turns out that the whooping cough is being spread primarily by people that have been vaccinated, and the vaccine is failing. It's being spread quite often to people who have been vaccinated. But what happens with that vaccine, they're finding that the vaccine creates a low level of the pertussis, a low level of whooping cough that is much milder symptoms, and they go for a lot longer. So you can be contagious for as long as 6 months. But it's too mild of a case to ever be diagnosed as whooping cough. And so you've got these people out there that are actually carriers. The flip side of that, that vaccine, the DTP vaccine, used to have a live virus in it. And they found that was one of the most dangerous vaccines, that they were having more cases of brain encephalitis with that vaccine. And so to make a safer vaccine, they started using an attenuated virus in the DTP vaccine. Well, the problem with the attenuated virus is it doesn't work as well. So they have to add adjuvants to the mixture to cause some irritation that will increase the immune system response to the dead virus. And so they add mercury or aluminum to the vaccine. And so then you have a whole host of problems caused by these new additions. And this is really an experiment that's being carried out. We've never tested, well, what happens when we're giving children all of these vaccines? They test these one at a time, and many times the tests are not even fair, as you've seen in bought. When they did the test on Gardasil, instead of using an inert substance as the placebo to test against, they used aluminum as the placebo. And, you know, here's something with known side effects, and then sure enough, the vaccine had the same amount of side effects as the placebo. But they used aluminum instead of an inert substance as the placebo. So when you've got players in the game, bad actors that are cheating, that have such a massive financial upside. I mean, it's like right now the rush toward an Ebola vaccine. The whole country is excited about the lining up to have this fast-tracked vaccine injected into their body.
You know, go ahead, sorry.
It's just frightening. The money that will be made, and the stock market has already reacted. You look at the stocks of companies that are involved in creating the vaccine, and they have soared. And, you know, this is when we've infected our own system with I'm such a capitalist, and then I just have to shake my head and go, okay, this is not capitalism. This is crony capitalism. This is cheating, and we've got to stop this.
It sounds more like cannibalism, if you ask me, than capitalism.
You're right. It's, you know, this is not about us getting together and deciding to add value and make a lot of money. You know, this is about hijacking and the system for our own benefit.
Well, when we come back, Jeff, I know Mark is jumping at the bit to ask some more questions, and I am too. And one of the ones that's burning in my mind is, here we are talking about some people, and you said, well, I think you used the word cheating, or and then I said cannibalism. So I'm wondering what if there's been any backlash or any attempt at censoring or shutting down or something like that after the release of this film or during production. I'd like to think not, but I'd like to know from you. So when we come back, we're talking with Jeff Hayes of the film Bought. When we come back, we'll also tell you how you can see it yourself and share it with your friends right away, right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up.
Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, and I'm here with Mark, and we are talking with Jeff Hayes of the film Bot. He's the filmmaker, and you can see the film at yekra.com. You can see the film at botmovie.com, B-O-U-G-H-T movie.com. Or we've made it so easy for you, since you're on our website anyway, you could at lifechangesnetwork.com, you could go to our films page. And Bot has been featured there for the past week or so. It's going to be featured there for a long while to come, while we encourage people to go see this film. You can see it right on the page. It's as easy as that. See the trailer, then you can pay for it and get it, share it with your friends, buy it for them. Go to lifechangesnetwork.com, or if you're already there, just click on our films page and see that film and many other ones, including Doctored, which is there as well. So, Jeff, before we jump into the backlashing, censoring thing, Mark, I know you were wanting to jump in before the break there.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, I don't know if there's so much information, so much great information, and most of it of which, you know, I've either had heard a little bit of or not at all. So it was really expanding my consciousness. I'm not certain if this came to me through the film or if this is something I'm just connecting the dots on. But the idea that I started thinking about while I was listening to you talk and talking about kind of the old days of vaccines, and the new days, and then these additional chemicals and or, you know, elements that are added to it, additives, etc. But then there's a whole other intangible element of the fact that over the last 10, 20 years, we are, you know, the chemical base of products that we're ingesting in our hair, our skin, through processed foods, for all these other things, has gone up so dramatically that we can't even begin to imagine what kind of tripwires are out there from, you know, not only the specifics and the knowns of these additives and these vaccines, but then all the other chemicals that they're cocktailing with.
What? So, and the phrase that was used in the film is, we're living in a chemical soup.
Right. That's it. Right. Perfect.
What's interesting about this is the research is showing that, you know, that one exposure to a susceptible child of the whatever it is that pushes them over the edge is sufficient. And so it's even, and, you know, oh my gosh, you know, we don't know what this chemical soup is doing. One exposure is sufficient. And this is pretty recent data. You know, somebody brought up to me that this is like Pottinger's cats. If you remember his experiment with these cats, by the fourth generation, they couldn't even walk. Mm. You know, every generation got weaker and weaker. Mm. Well, you know, I had like 6 vaccines. My kids had like 12, and now they have like 48 or 66, you know, depending on how you count it. And so you look at it, you know, my immune system was, you know, you don't get real immunity. That's why, you know, you have to have booster shots to vaccines. So you don't get real immunity. You get a type of immunity. You know, that's why we don't call them immunizations, they're vaccinations. And so when you suppress your immune system artificially like this, you know, I look at it, my dad's generation was physically stronger than me. My generation was stronger than my children's. And we're producing a weaker generation every time. And this is evident in all of the problems, the health problems that we're seeing. You know, when I, just 15 years ago, type 2 diabetes was called adult onset diabetes. You don't hear the phrase adult onset diabetes anymore because kids are getting it. And you see the way being paved now to start kids on statin drugs, you know, because we're seeing heart disease starting kids. This is just insanity. Meanwhile, you know, we have every generation coming out weaker, and we're assaulting their system with things that just hubris, that we don't know what they do, the effect of GMOs. We don't know the effect of all of these combinations of vaccines, and we certainly have no clue of the what you described, the environment. It's like, okay, now go into the environment with all the cleaners, with all the things that are rubbed on their bodies, and add the vaccinations direct into their bodies, and meanwhile swing through a drive-through and get a soft drink. Holy cow!
I got to tell you, you know what it does speak to? I'm going back to the joyfulness of the movie. Our human bodies are pretty darn amazing.
Yeah,
they are. You're right. Their ability to adapt. The other thing that's so spectacular is their ability. You know, so they can adapt to this onslaught for the most part. You know, some of the people in our culture, they don't adapt, and these are the casualties. But what's so great is the resilience, especially in children, to bounce back from these offenses. And you really, it doesn't take long to regain your health by doing crazy radical stuff like exercising, moving your body, getting some sunlight, thinking positive thoughts, and loving relationships, and eating clean food and drinking clean water. If you like, literally that recipe I just gave you cures 90% of all chronic disease.
But that's so radical. Isn't there a pill for that?
Or a surgery. Surely isn't there something I can cut out?
Or both.
Yeah. But people don't really. I mean, it's like we hear it so often that it becomes cliche, then it becomes trite. But if you just say, okay, every day I want to focus on some form of self-soothing, whether it's meditation or thinking positive thoughts, but, reducing the stress in my life, getting some sunlight, getting clean water, and feeding my body 10 servings of some kind of vegetable every day, the number one indicator for heart disease, number one. Indicator. It's not your cholesterol. It's not even your stress level. It's the number of vegetables that you eat every day.
Wow.
And so we can do this.
Well, I was about to say, I don't remember this in the movie. It sounds like there's another movie.
It's not, this is the follow-up. This is the information. It's like, in the movie, it's not, we don't want to make an educational, we don't want to preach, we want to open the subject, but we're going to follow this for people to say, okay, now I know there's a problem, what do I do? And especially for moms, how do you, we can get good foods into our kids. And, it was wonderful. We interviewed a chiropractor she moved here from Australia, and she was stunned to find that chemicals that are illegal in Australia are in her kids' cupcakes.
Oh, wow.
And literally, these are chemicals that are banned for the rest of the world that we're feeding to our children and just don't even know about. And so you can avoid all of this. And she started her baby. The first food she starts her baby on is avocado. When a baby starts eating solid food.
Wow.
And you can train your children's taste buds, and they can learn. They can learn to love. And and step one is to do it yourself.
You know, if you happen to be a radical mother, or actually even one. I'm just referring to the beginning conversation. How your daughter is not radical, and she wanted the information. And so if you're radical or not radical, and you don't even have to be a mother, you can actually not only get behind this film, but you could actually be making money promoting this film. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. But I do want to get to the question before we get to the break. Has there been, and I usually don't like asking these kinds of questions, but I've been asked to ask, has there been backlash or censoring or anything like that?
Well, what's interesting about this, when we ran some PR for our Indiegogo campaigns, for the first time in the history of my PR agent's career, suddenly we couldn't get press releases released. And they questioned every fact. And for the first time ever, they wouldn't accept, you know, so we source everything. And here was a CNN report. They wouldn't accept CNN as a source. And it's like, you've got to be kidding. This is, we never, and literally it was the, you know, we finally had to do shortened press releases with less information. It never has happened before. Other than that, nothing. And the reality is, the best thing, best strategy for them, we're tiny. They spend, pharmaceutical companies spend $4 billion a year. You look at the wallets that have opened up in Oregon and in Colorado, where you know, just in the last week, they've dumped, Monsanto dumped $4 million. You know, they're out spending in Colorado on the GMO initiatives. You know, they just stamp out the fire with money. We're not even going to make it on their radar unless we get people like your listeners and everybody that I can get to spread this. The only way this film makes it is in a grassroots effort.
Well, and so perfect setup. We're talking about Bought, the film, B-O-U-G-H-T, and I mentioned earlier that you could go directly to the distributor's website, which is Yekra.com, and you can see the film there. You could also go to our film page at lifechangesnetwork.com. But you can, of course, not only see the film at botmovie.com, but you can actually sign up as an affiliate. And as an affiliate, you can then promote Bot on your website, in your blogs, on your social media pages, Twitter and Facebook and everywhere. And you can make money off of anybody who rents or buys or gifts the film to people they love. This is a perfect season to be doing this. And frankly, actually, this offer isn't going to last long. Literally, we have, 22 days, 2 hours, 19 minutes, and 23 seconds, and counting on that, because then Bot is moving elsewhere. So this is a good thing to do, don't we think, Jeff?
Oh, man, and this is where it's at. Distributing through a player like Yekra, you know, where now the film doesn't live on our website, which can crash and, you know, can have denial of service attacks. Instead, if we get this on thousands of websites, and people can be an affiliate even if they don't have a website. You get a link, and sales are still tracked for people that click on your Facebook page or on your Twitter feed. This is what we need, is people not just to passively watch the film. Great, please do that. I just know you're going to love it. But now, you know, take the next step and help us get the message out there. I think you'll see it's a positive film. It's not a negative film. And we poured our heart and soul into this. $1 million we spent on making this. This is, you know, is not noise on this subject. We did our homework and we did a good job on it.
Very good. And when we come back, like we did the last time we were together, Jeff, we were talking about Doctored and we ended up talking about Bot. Now we're talking about Bot, and before we end our conversation together, when we come back, I'm going to want to know a little bit about a next movie coming up, if you can share.
Love to.
Okay. And then before that, we'll give you some time to mention anything else that we haven't talked about, because this topic is just so big. And there are so many questions, more questions that come up from watching the film than answers, which I know is part of the reason for the film. So obviously a job well done. When we come back with our filmmaker for the film Bot, Jeff Hayes, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. I'm Filippo, and I'm here with Mark, and we're talking to Jeff Hayes, filmmaker and serial entrepreneur. He's known for many films, and we had him on a little less than a year ago for the film Doctored. Now we're talking about Bot. So many questions have come up for me, and I just want to make sure that we are talking about the ones that can get people to watch this film. We talked a little about your personal motivation. We talked a little bit about whether there has been backlash or anything censorship. We've talked about what the message of the film is. I'm curious, why did you tackle Big Pharma, GMO, and vaccines all in the same movie? That's 3 or 4 or 10 movies right there.
Well, and that's really true. We could have made 3 separate movies. What I wanted people to see is these are the same players across the board. You know, it's Monsanto is using a insecticide in GMO corn and GMO crops that are neonicotinoids. And we talk in the film about how in Harvard they discovered this is responsible for the bee colony collapse. These neonicotinoids grow into every cell of the corn plant, and they like them because you don't have to spray the crops after they're in the field, and you just coat the seed with it when it's a seed, and then it grows into every cell of the plant. And you know, so we went and interviewed a guy at Purdue who's an expert, and because he was anti these neonicotinoids, and the question was asked was like, well, what's the reaction to humans? And this is at Purdue, the agriculture school, where they create these these pesticides. And we said, you know, what's the effect on humans? And he got this kind of blank look. He said, I don't know. That is a different building. You know, that's a different.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and literally he's like, it was almost like, why are you asking me that? He doesn't like the neonicotinoids because it's not a good pesticide. It doesn't work well. And so it, the effects on humans, he's like, well, we don't do those studies here. We create pesticide. What they're interested in, do they kill bugs? Mm. Not what's the long-term effects. Are these going in our water? A completely different building. Well, of course, the neonicotinoids that Monsanto is putting on every kernel of corn that is GMO, which is 90%+ of all the corn, you know, try to find corn that isn't GMO, they buy this from Bayer in Germany. And so, you know, you have this cast list of the same players. We have pharmaceutical companies that are pleading guilty to felonies that are killing people. And we're not talking about like, well, we did this thing, we didn't know about it, it was accidentally killing. We're talking about out and out fraud that they know is killing people. They do it anyway. They get fined literally billions of dollars and plead guilty and say, yep, we did it. And then somehow we entrust the vaccination of our children to these same bad actors. Mm. And the people that are controlling our food supply and want to ensure that you don't know what, because the public is too stupid to make the right choice according to them. And so, you know, we're not talking about banning GMOs. We're talking about labeling them. So when you exchange your money for it, you know what you're getting. And that's what they're against. You know, it's staggering. So if I can band these groups together, if we can get the GMO people to see how much they have in common with people that have vaccine-injured children or people who want to argue for the safety of vaccine, if we can get these groups to band together, then we will increase the size and the power and the voice of all the groups. It's an experiment. We have lots of GMO groups who love our message, who have not supported the film because they're scared. Right before this call, I was on the phone with a naturopath here in Utah who's a good friend of mine. She said, oh, I was just sending out bot. I'm not sending it to my whole list. I'm sending it out selectively because I think there's some people that I might, you know, and make them mad if, you know, if they thought I'm choosing who I send it to.
Right.
That's where the censorship is self-censorship from people who don't have, for lack of a better, don't have the balls to stand up and tell the truth.
Well, you did.
maybe I'm the bad example. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's the you know, the old, if not me, who, if not now, when, this,
right.
This requires, and again, it was the decision I made in the back of that room. I'm not willing to bust through the door alone. I will take point if I believe that together we can do this. And this is something that together we can do it. And so not only did I stand up, but you guys did as well and do. And thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you, and here we are. So we've told people that they could see it. We've told them that they could actually make money distributing the film and sharing it with their friends and family and even people they don't know. Is there anything else we could tell them before we talk for a minute about what might be coming next for you?
So, yeah, I think that, you know, our effort is, I've been shortlisted for an Academy Award. I'm a legitimate filmmaker. And so there's a lot of noise out there and well-meaning people who grab a video camera and make things that aren't really movies. And what we wanted we want to raise the bar, and we're excited for other filmmakers to follow us and come behind us and everything. You know, if we can raise the standard for this type film where it's something that you want to see and the quality you want to share, where it's not a shrill polemic, it's something that has real heft and value and thought behind it, then we can do more of this in other areas.
Well, hear, hear. And so, other areas like...
So I'm working right now on four separate films. The two that I want, The Wealth Gap is one that we're working on right now. And you know, as you know, the 1% has so staggeringly much more money than the 99% that the World Economic Forum says this is the greatest problem facing mankind today. Not Ebola, not food, not water. The greatest problem is the wealth gap. And unfortunately, it always boils down to the issue of, do we take money from rich people or not? regardless of where you stand on that issue, it's not going to solve the problem. And we view that the problem, the solution to the problem, is entrepreneurship. And we've got to start teaching real entrepreneurship, teaching, you know, we have people coming out of school with $100,000 in debt, and 53% of them can't get a job in the field they just trained for. Meanwhile, our education system was designed to churn out good workers and was designed in the 20s. By the Rockefellers and the, you know, the Carnegies. It's time to update this. You know, we have Kodak employed 150,000 people and now employs zero. And meanwhile, when Facebook acquired, I'm sorry, I can't think of the name of the. It starts with an I.
Instagram.
Thank you. That's the, you know, kind of the poster child for the replacement of Kodak is Instagram. And when they acquired them for $1 billion, Instagram employed 13 people, not 150,000. And so technology is removing jobs, which is great. It frees us up to do great things if we have a system in place. So that's the wealth gap. We've got some spectacular people. I'm filming in Brazil in December, and we're filming both bitter poverty and amazing entrepreneurial successes all over the world. I'm also doing a film called The Last Stop that's about miracle doctors that would, their patients always say to them, that was the common phrase, "Doc, you were my last stop." And it's after traditional medicine has chewed them up and spit them out, and they end up in these alternative offices that are often doing incredible things.
You know, Jeff, if you keep this up, you and we are going to have to be busy doing things together. So
year after year, at least we can do better than once a year.
Okay. Well, this has been great, and we look forward to the next time and to continue to share the information that you've worked so hard. Boy, you've learned a lot in this process. I mean, to listen to you, you sound, I know you didn't know half of this stuff going in. So
a tenth. I didn't know a tenth of it. It's people think when I start a film, I know what I'm talking about. But I have sat with the best experts in the world on this subject for the last year, and I can't wait till a year from now to sit and talk to you about the wealth gap in entrepreneurship, and I will have wonderful things to discuss with you, none of which originate with me.
Looking forward to it. Jeff, thank you for taking the time. I know you just got in and you're heading out in the morning, so this has been a real treat for us to be together with you.
It's so great to talk to you again.
Likewise, have a good night, a safe flight, and continued success in your work. And we'll be right back with our musical guest right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and we're here with Mark Lejeune and our guest, Astarius Mariculi. Now, between rap and didgeridoo, and all kinds of different positive messages, I think I have every single one of our guests' CD. Here is our musical guest with two of his pieces. We're just going to hear a small piece of each piece, and then I'm going to let you know how you can get his music right after this. Here's Astarius Mariculi.
amazing creator, successful and ascended. I'm amazing creation, successful and ascended. I'm amazing creator, successful and ascended. I am that I am, this ascended I am. I'm amazing creator, successful and ascended. I'm amazing creation, successful and ascended. I'm amazing creator, successful and ascended. I am that I am, this ascended I am. I'm amazing creator, successful and ascended. I'm amazing creation, successful and ascended. I'm amazing creator, successful and ascended. I am that I am, this ascended I am. I'm amazing creator, successful and ascended. I'm amazing creation, successful and ascended. I'm amazing creator, successful and ascended. I am that I am, this ascended I am. I'm amazing creator, successful and ascended. I'm amazing creation, successful and ascended. I'm amazing creator, successful and ascended. I am that I am, this ascended I am. Amazing creator, successful and ascended. I'm amazing creation, successful and ascended. I'm amazing creator, successful and ascended. I am that I am, this ascended I am. I'm amazing creator, successful and ascended.
You can get his music at astarius.com. That's A-S-T-A-R-I-U-S.com. I'd like to thank Astarius Mirkulai for letting us play his music tonight and having him be our musical guest. And of course, Jeff Hayes, we encourage you to see the film Bot. This is Filippo Voltaggio reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, Ionways Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.